what's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshin', I'm spending this holiday locking. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a red in the end zone. Sound like an intro, jet song, give me that tempo. Pull, pull, hit, pull.
Rise and shine, welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dana Galen, Ryan Oakey, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Joining us now on our Meijer Supercenter guest line, the Mid-American Conference Player of the Year, an infielder that was selected by the Detroit Tigers with the 376th pick in the 13th round is where he went overall. His name's Chris Myers, Toledo Rockets alum. And you can find him on Twitter at Chris_Myers24. Chris, my man, first and foremost, good morning to you. Thank you for waking up early and joining us this morning, my man. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you guys having me.
Now, you are on the road calling from a hotel room. I have to ask, what city are you in?
Currently in Lakeland, Florida right now.
Now, that sounds nice. I will see you in a few hours. I leave for Tampa here at about 2 o'clock, so I'll be down there, too. You know, I got to get down there and get a little BP in. I got to get some swings in, Chris. I wouldn't be able to hit anything, much less Jacob DeGrom, so I don't know if I'm ready for this. But, you know, you're a guy who won the Mid-American Conference Triple Crown. For those that don't know, you're the Mid-American Conference Player of the Year, the first player in Toledo Rockets program history to earn that honor. So when you take a look back at all of what you were able to achieve and accomplish, what maybe makes you the most proud of your collegiate career?
It's real cool to have all those things. All the accolades and all that. It's very, very cool to look back and see that. But, I mean, mainly just being able to, create the friendships and all that good number with my friends and be able to play college baseball. You know, it's honestly, it's really a blessing to be able to do that. Not a lot of people can do that. And I would say, that's probably the most I take from being able to do that with all these and create the relationships I had with not only the players, but the coaching staff and everybody at Toledo. It was an awesome experience.
Now, the public address announcer for Toledo baseball was actually the Tigers' former announcer, Bob Regiles. He called me one day while your season was going on, and he was like, hey, we got this game coming up for the Rockets. Are you going to be able to come out and see it? I said, no, unfortunately, I'm not. He's like, you have to see Chris Myers. And I was like, really? He's like, oh, this kid can rake. And I'm like, really? And he's like, oh, he hits everything. And he's like, it's the point now where teams aren't even throwing to him. When you step up to the plate, and obviously winning the Triple Crown at any level is absolutely incredible. When you got to the plate and, teams started to look at you a little bit different, they said, I don't know if we want to do this. Maybe we'll just pitch outside for four and give him first base. Is that frustrating as a hitter to know that they want to intentionally walk you and you don't get a swing at it? Or is it kind of like the ultimate sign of respect, like, yeah, you better not, because if so, I'm sending this thing, to the next county over?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit of both. I would say it was more frustrating than a sign of respect. It's hard to hit baseball in general, but knowing they're not going to throw to you and having to be patient up there and get pitches that you can actually work with and do damage with, it's definitely frustrating because you want to do as much as you can. You're feeling good at the plate, so you want to do as much as you can, and they're not really letting you. It's definitely a taxing process, that's for sure.
Chris Myers walking to the plate like, I'm Chris Myers, and I'm here to hit dingers. That's what I'm trying to do. As a junior, you decide that, it's time to end of the draft, and we'll go check this out. So what went into that decision? Was that process difficult for you, or did you know kind of midway through, this is it here for college, it's time to go test the waters?
Yeah, I think it was pretty clear with my family and both Coach Rob, Ren Settle. I think we all pretty much had a good idea that this was it for me. And I had a pretty good year, and we kind of looked at it like it's pretty hard to recreate this year, so I think we put all of our eggs into this year's basket and kind of went with it. So
draft comes around, 13th round is there, pick 375 is there, the Detroit Tigers are there. You get the phone call. Walk us through what those moments were like for you when the phone rang. Who'd you talk to? What was going on? Who was in the room? Give us that whole rundown.
Yeah, so I just had a couple people over, my family, some friends. It was a long day, that's for sure. Those 2 days were, Monday and Tuesday, were super long days. Never thought it would actually happen. That's how long it felt. But no, it's it's not really, you can't really put the moment, the feelings into one sentence. I mean, it was a ton of different things. I mean, it was awesome, very exciting. When I got the call from the Tigers, you know, your heart kind of drops a little bit. And honestly, I don't really remember a lot that the conversation went, because, I mean, you're trying to push back all the emotions and all the feelings that you're getting. It's all coming at one time. But yeah, it was a very exhilarating moment and something I will remember for a long time. So,
you know, if Chris, for our listeners, you're from Miamisburg, which, if you're looking at it on a map, it's what, north of Cincinnati, west of Columbus. Is that maybe a pretty good way to describe it?
Yep, right on.
All right, so it in maybe the greater Dayton area, I guess, is where we could say as well. So it's not exactly in the backyard. It's still, you know, going to take you 2 hours via car, you know, to get to Toledo's campus. When as a kid growing up, were you being in the state of Ohio? Were you a Reds fan? Were you a Tribe fan? Were you a Tigers fan? It gets kind of weird there with Tigers fans and Ohioans, because especially here on the border, it's like we don't really know. You know, people down there don't really know what's going on. As far as, I love Ohio State, but I like Detroit's pro sports teams. They're just a confused group of individuals, and that's okay. But as a kid growing up, what was your team?
I would say, so my dad actually grew up, his childhood, he lived in Boston. So when I was growing up, I was a Boston fan more. Cincinnati, yeah, because it was right in my backyard. But I like players. I didn't have like a specific team. But I tell you what, now I'm a Tigers fan, so That's the big thing.
Yes, you are. During your time in Toledo, because the campus isn't far from downtown Toledo, which is the home of Fifth Third Field, which is the home of the AAA Farm Club of the Tigers and the Toledo Mudhens, were you able to get to any of their games? Have you thought about what it might be like, you know, as you begin to make your, you know, journey through the system? Have you thought at all? I mean, obviously everybody's goal is to make it to the show and to walk out there at Comerica Park and play in that outfield that's like five counties wide. And you know, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, right? But have you ever, did you think at all about the fact that, hey, yeah, you might end up right back here in Toledo, kind of where you started?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to a number of Mud Hen games, and they're always a good time. The field is absolutely beautiful, but they put on a good show every night. And, yeah, there's nothing bad you can really say about the Mud Hens. It's an awesome place right smack down in the middle of downtown Toledo. It's definitely something I thought about for sure. It's kind of awesome in the sense that it is kind of a hometown feeling. It's right there. So having Detroit and that organization take me is more than awesome.
When you are a college baseball player, Chris Myers, Mid-American Conference Player of the Year, join us right now. You can find him on Twitter at Chris_Myers24. When you're a collegiate baseball player, how much and how closely are you following what's taking place at the major league level? Is it something you get to watch a lot? Is there maybe a player, I would say your favorite player, but a player that you gravitate to that you know, like, hey, this guy's pitching tonight, I have to watch this. Or, you know, Shohei Ohtani is really, he's been kind of like the stud, if you will. So if the Angels are on, you know you want to get to your TV. Is there somebody like that or a team like that that you look forward to watching? And is that something you can keep track of throughout the college baseball season?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a big Mike Trout fan. So if any time I was just scrolling through and I saw they were playing, I would love to watch him. But I wouldn't say there's a ton of time during the college season. I mean, you're more watching, you know, other college teams and what they're doing and stuff like that. And if not, you're at practice or doing something else. So yeah, it's pretty busy during that time. I wouldn't say I watch a ton of professional baseball. It's more NCAA baseball and teams like that. But yeah, if I had someone to follow, it would definitely be Mike Trout. I mean, you can't say a bad thing about him. So.
And you're basically the Mike Trout of the Toledo Rockets. There's really no difference, Chris. I mean, let's be honest here. The same kind of number, same kind of production. Like, why not? Now that you're down in Lakeland, Chris, what does the schedule look like for you? I mean, you're wide awake at 6:30, 6:40 in the morning, so that's always a good start. You know, the Detroit Pistons were asking their draft picks if they made their bet in the morning. I'm not going to ask you that. That's your personal business, and I didn't make mine this morning either, so don't worry about it. But what's the schedule look like for you now that you've been drafted, you're in Lakeland, you're at the working out the team facility? What's the day-to-day look like for Chris Myers?
So right now we're kind of on a COVID protocol. It's like a 2-day quarantine. I actually have to go get a COVID test here soon. And then we Friday we kind of have physicals, and I don't think we start up actually workouts or anything until Saturday. I think that's our first workout, so it's kind of slow right now, but I'm sure it'll pick up really fast, really soon.
Are you nervous? Is it going to be like you know, kid at first day of school type of feel to be there and to, you know, get that first workout in?
Oh yeah, I'm extremely excited. I wouldn't say too nervous, just anxious to get going. I mean, this is what I've been working for my whole life, so I cannot wait to get started.
Have you had an opportunity to meet up with any of the other you know, Tigers draft picks? Are you guys kind of all in the same area as you're, you know, quarantining or, you know, hanging out, you know, in solo for a couple of days? Have you had the opportunity to cross paths with any of your new teammates?
Right. Yeah. I had two other guys come from the airport with me last night, so I was able to catch up with them. A pitcher from Charleston Southern or South Charleston, one of the two, RJ Pettit, and the other one was Austin Schultz. So we both got to us three got to be able to see, like, kind of hang out a little bit and talk to each other, so it was good.
Are you, I mean, obviously everyone's aware of how difficult this journey is. It's one thing, you know, to get drafted. It's another thing to make this a career, and it's a challenge, man. It is, you know, working for the Buttheads, hearing some of the stories from some of those guys where they, you know, Dwayne Bielow once told me that, hey, you'd be amazed at the amount of talent that was here that didn't stay because, you know, the finances weren't right. So they're just going to go get a job because this is a grind. This is a full-time job. And it's not as glamorous or as glorious as you think of when you think of Major League Baseball and you think of guys like Miguel Cabrera who are making $30 million a year. Like, this is a completely different ballgame. And it really struck me, and it kind of made me think a little and see things a little bit differently working at the minor league level. So are you concerned at all about that journey, that path? Are you nervous about it? Are you excited for it? Are you, like, what is kind of, as an outsider looking in and now somebody who's going to be involved in it, how much of that life concerns you?
I don't think I've really had time to think about that too much. It's I'm more than, as of right now, I'm extremely excited to get going. I'm sure there's always going to be times where I have those thoughts in the back of my head, like, I don't know what's going on, but I can't be more excited to get going and start this process. And I mean, it's gonna be taxing, that's for sure. But I'm willing to do it, and I'm excited to get going. And there's not much else to it. So,
with guys like Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Dylan Dingler, all these guys are Double-A Erie, and they are what Tigers fans are looking at as like the holy grail of guys at the plate. Like, you know, a lot of the younger arms we were looking forward to seeing over the years have now made it to the show. Whereas now the bats are starting to come up, and it's guys that have been drafted in the last couple of years. Do you know much about those guys? And you know, I kind of feel like, okay, you know that some of these guys are already at Double-A, and I just got drafted, but I can't help but think, like, yeah, no, I want to get up there with those guys. Like, I want to play with them. Like, I want to be a part of that group.
Definitely. I mean, that's definitely the goal. I mean, Torkelson and Riley Green are great players. I've watched a little bit of video on both of them. But yeah, I definitely want to be where they're at right now. I would love to get up there as fast as possible and play with them for sure.
Chris Myers, one more for you. That's just an overall baseball topic and Major League related. When it comes to spin rate and sticky stuff, man, you're somebody who, you know, you make a living at the plate, right? I mean, you just whack the hell out of the ball, you know, hitting 378, 15, 16 home runs, over 50 RBI in 2021 at the University of Toledo. Like, those are crazy college stats. So when you heard about, like, the sticky stuff and pitchers that were using in MLB trying to crack down, and we had, like, a stop and frisk policy for every single pitcher, they're checking guys and they're rubbing their hands through Max Scherzer's sweaty head. It's kind of weird. You got guys taking their pants off on the field, you know, to try to mock the umpires in return. What did you make of the entire situation that was, quote unquote, sticky stuff?
I don't know about all that. Honestly, it's kind of challenging to hear that that's what a lot of them were doing. I mean, I can't imagine some of the guys in college that were using that stuff as well. It's definitely crazy that they're just now, I think that's been going on for a while, and the fact that it's just now like getting brought to light is kind of crazy to me. But I think it's good. It's definitely a good thing for the sport. I mean, you can definitely tell there's a little bit of difference on some of the balls that are thrown when there's a little bit of that on it. But no, it's good that they're starting to crack down on it. And, it should make it a little bit more fun for the hitters, that's for sure.
Is hitting a baseball the hardest thing to do in sports?
You know what? I honestly don't know, but I think I would say it's up there for sure. I would say it's 110% up there.
I saw a Twitter question going around that said that, like, an average civilian, somebody who didn't have, you know, you had to be less than college experience, you could give them 1,000 pitches against DeGrom, they wouldn't hit a single one. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not hitting it. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not hit. Like, something coming at 100 miles an hour, like, I'm not even trying to get in the box, to be honest with you, unless I got, like, a hazard, like, one of the, like, the big SWAT suits that has some padding. Like, I'm not trying to take 100 miles an hour off my hip.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. No, you're seeing 100. I mean, I would agree with that statement for sure.
Yeah, no civilian's going to be able to hit that ball. He is Chris Myers, Mid-America Conference Player of the Year for 2021, Triple Crown winner, and a draft pick by the Detroit Tigers. Chris, my friend, thank you so much for your time this morning. Hey, best of luck. We're proud of you. Congratulations. Now just the beginning of the journey. Good luck getting through the physical and that first workout, man, and we look forward to following your career within the Detroit system.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That's Chris Myers. Find him on Twitter at Chris_Myers24. And it's early, but the guy's got the juice. That much is for sure, right? He's alive and kicking, so that's good. We've got plenty more to come here on X's and Bros. We're going to talk to Justin Feldkamp. You know what we had yesterday? We had Mid-American Conference Media Days. So yesterday afternoon, I was thinking about it. I said, who do we know? I was like, oh, Justin was there. We'll call him, and we'll talk a little Mid-American Conference football. So we'll do that with Justin Feldkamp coming over at 7:35. The coach, Kyle Barlow, he'll call in, and he will be joining us at 8:35 this morning. More on the NBA Finals. Got a couple of text messages I want to get to. In fairness to Karl Malone and Gary Payton, who I mentioned earlier, they ring chase at the end of their careers after taking teams to the finals. These young guys today leave for super teams before they do anything in the league for their team to advance far in the playoffs. I 100% agree. You know, I read an article yesterday from CBS Sports where they were evaluating the Peach Jam and the EYBL, which is Nike's, like, super league of super athletes. And the author of it, which I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now because there's so much information over the last, like, 12 hours, but he talked about Imani Bates, and he's like, yeah, no, this guy is not a once-in-a-generation player. Like, he's not the next LeBron James. He is a product right now of this super hype mixtape. And it's things that we have been talking about. It was all written in CBSSports.com about, like, yeah, slow down on the hype machine. Chill out on the highlights. What makes Giannis so great is the fact that he wasn't born here. And what makes Bobby Portis and Drew Holiday and P.J. Tucker and Chris Middleton, what makes these guys great, what makes them special, is this idea that, yeah, no, none of them were hyped up. That everyone feels like they are, you know, kind of that blue collar, had to earn it, had to work really hard to get here, had to do it the old-fashioned way, where there wasn't a lot of hype, there wasn't a lot of recruiting buzz. And I read that article, and it was like, yeah, no, Imani's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he's not what people have coined him. He might not even be the best player in his class. And I thought that that was just shocking. I was like, wow. But I mean, we saw some instances as a youngster where, you know, maturity seemed to have been an issue. And then when everybody's telling you how great you are, it's usually going to be a problem. So I get that text message. How will Stafford handle those questions at the podium in L.A. about losing Cam Akers? Guy's never had a running game. He should be used to this. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this. Hour number two next here on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
Summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobile One Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.